Praise Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? Are you well? Let me request to move around and meet someone, greet them, wish them the best, which come from God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. If you've taken long not seeing them, you ask them how they have been doing. As we've moved, get the light of the word. Have
we
been getting it that side or no?
Yo.
Praise Jesus much.
Let's
come back, use our time well. That we don't waste any seasons and times, because God has no time to waste in the heavens and earth. Every word was put there be in its seasons, even in the season and times. We don't want to waste any time. Let's use it well in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we move on what he has prepared us today. We thank God for the time he's added us in his presence. And we still know this time. We choose time of being in his presence all the days.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It looks like a little moment that we choose out in our seasons on this world. Brings us choose out to be in God's presence all the days. To be with him all the time. He too is of everlasting. But many they destroyed for not using this time well. See how they will live forever in seasons ahead. Praise Jesus much. And thus God has given us these seasons. I request every person awaken their hearts and they get strengthened and they move on, use this moment well. Our brethren in the religions, the others, they have no light per se every day.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But what surprises those who go
at
6, even 7, 8, and they have arrived.
Yeah, they are
going to pray Hail Mary, Patri, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That what is taking them early in the morning. Have you ever gone to synagogues of the Catholics
and
the Protestants? Those who wake up early, very early.
They didn't
go that they are going to get any revelation.
Or
that they are going to gain more understanding. Even the mass they are going to hold, they know.
Peace.
After we shall finish this, Hail Mary, we pray the Father, we give there the mass. They know where the order. That's what do every day, yet they go early.
Surprises.
We know every day we are to get a revelation. We are to gain more understanding. But we have weakness in our hearts.
It
comes to pass what the Muganda speaks.
That
the one without tooth is the one who has been given meat.
Yes,
praise much.
Ataina manyo,
the one without teeth,
bamuwadde nyama.
They have given them meat.
Bakati amanyo go,
now your tooth, maybe you don't have.
Yet
God's given you meat of his word.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there in plenty.
Yet
can wake up early every day, they don't have. Indeed, we have much weakness. We pray God have mercy on us, empowers us, How do you see it yourself? You see your brethren has come later. You tell them the one without tooth is what's given meat. When they are asked the meaning of that word, God gave us the meat. Our brethren whose teeth out there,
the religious people
go in the morning and there is no food.
There
is no word.
There
is no adding understanding.
There
is no revelation.
Yet
they go very early.
And
prepare for Sunday on Saturday.
Not
like yours, you prepare in the Sunday itself. And when it reaches Saturday, they prepare the dress they will put on. They raise up their panties out there. The one who didn't read the Bible an entire week, prepared, they are taking it tomorrow. They take which bag, which color.
Me,
I was in them, I saw them. They prepare on Saturday. All the clothing are put on the side. But we on
Sunday
when we wake up and begin to see what we are to clothe.
And
you
yet
struggle, you take time there. You know they woke up to cooking. On the Saturday, prepared food already. We had our granny. Even put the banana under the put it in the suit under.
But
she has gone for studying. They called it, we are going to study. But they studied the usual mass. Now the problem you have, you don't even have, you prepare yourself.
Maybe
some of us, the few,
but the
majority on Sunday morning, they begin to look for clothing, iron them. Those cooking,
what are we
cooking
on this Sunday
morning? You ask what you're to eat.
That
you clothe and move and you don't even cook. But brethren, let's get strengthened. And we use the time given us. Today we have time to speak with you of these issues. Those seasons we shall never. After people get to be many, out of them come those bold. If they don't come early, the rest is not matter. You find they have not minded you and you rather retard. When they see those who have come plenty, go with them.
Pastor,
no more minds us, used to encourage us. Mobilize, encourage us. You can't you encourage yourself?
Yes, we are.
Praise
so
Jesus. Now in all, let's get strengthened.
We
accept secrets given us. And we have strength to eat the meat. And we have the tooth.
It's threatening
to give you meat and you have no teeth to eat it.
You
seem to have, but you can't even give it to another. Yet even eating you will not be able.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we want to be moving on with the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation Uganda. In the end of AD, as it was on the nation Israel, in the era of BC.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We know that we're still moving on. We're seeing the way God revealed me this call, the covenant, and His glory on the nation Uganda. Uganda
through
the journey of heaven
that
moved through the Bible
for
7 years
in
the series of the visions.
Series is ebiroto
in the series of the dreams, the trance,
azota,
the azotals,
yurim,
the urim,
nesamimu,
and the thummim,
the
spiritual transport.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, ngatuche yongerayo.
Now, as we still move on,
no kui na God is worldwide promised call.
Okuitiwa kwa mukama. Okwensiyo nako ya subiza.
Okuri kugwanga ya Uganda.
Which is on the nation Uganda.
Yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus much.
Mumotwe ogumanyedwa.
In the heading known as.
Okuyitibwa.
The call.
Endagano.
The covenant.
Nechitibwa cha Katonda.
And the glory of God.
Kugwanga ya Uganda.
On the nation of Uganda.
Kukome iruza Edi.
At the end of Edi.
Ngayibi yari kugwanga ya
Israel. As it was on the nation Israel.
Mubiro ebya BC.
In the era of BC.
Iranga tunuri denyo.
And we've looked much.
Mchisera chineno.
In this time.
Engeri Katonda,
the way God revealed me the call,
endagano,
the covenant,
n'ekitiibwa kye,
and His glory
kugwanga lya Uganda,
on the nation of Uganda,
ngabwe byali,
as it were,
kugwanga lya Israel,
on the nation of Israel,
okuyita mu lugendo lw'eggulu,
through the journey of heaven,
olwatambula mu Bible,
moved through the Bible,
okumala emyaka musanvu,
for 7 years,
okuva mu mwaka gwa 2005,
from 2005,
paka 2011, mu series ez'okwolesebwa,
in the series of the visions,
ebiroto,
the dreams, the trance,
azota,
the azotals,
yurim,
the urim,
nesamim,
and the thummim,
entambule ez'omwoyo,
the spiritual transport.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ku mulundi guli emabega,
on the other time back,
twasooka okunnyonnyoka,
we first got explained
entambula zino ez'omwoyo,
these spiritual transports.
Katonda zaakoyisa ffe tugende tumukyalire tulabe n'ebiri mu ggulu byonna,
which God uses us, we go visit and see,
oba ye ne bamalayika be okutukyalira,
oh he and his angels to visit us.
Twanyonyoka entambula zino ez'omwoyo,
explained of the spiritual transports,
kuli okwolesebwa,
where there's the vision,
kuli ebiroto,
the dreams,
okuli okukyusibwa,
where there's the trance,
okuli azota,
where there is azota,
okuli urim,
the urim,
nesamimu,
and the thummim,
entambula ez'omwoyo,
the spiritual transports.
Twamaliriza okuzinyonyoka,
we finished to get explained,
era Katonda addamu nazo zibikula okuyita mu ggwanga lyaffe lya Uganda,
resumes reveal them through our nation Uganda.
Okuraga abantu ntya bachi asobola okukyala muguru.
To show people that they can still visit heaven.
Era okuraba ebiriyo n'okubitegeera.
Even to see things there and understand
Katonda.
And to see God.
Oba ye nga Katonda achi asobola okubakyalira.
He God can still visit them.
Nga bali ku nsi kuno.
While on this world.
Era ne bamalayika be.
Even his angels.
Abo kuyisa entambula zizi.
And they use the same transport.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So twamaliriza ekigambo ekyo.
When we finish that word.
Tubikulirwa.
And we are revealed the separate behind the 7 years. And God reveals the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the 7 spirits of God, and still they are His eyes, and they base in the nation of Uganda to do God's final work on this planet, as it began with the nation Israel, and the separate of the 7 years, the journey of heaven which took 7 years, and we understood fullness of the Holy Spirit, it was revealed right now, it's based in our nation to work in the entire world, where there is the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of knowledge of God, and the Spirit of fear of God. He who appears in the form of lampstand, just as God first showed Moses in the book of Exodus, chapter 25, verse 31 and 32. That revealed the secret behind the 7 years, the journey of heaven which took 7 years,
and
we understood fullness of Holy Spirit, the 7 spirits of God, and they are the 7 eyes of God, even 7 groups of angels, Revelations 8:1-2, even Revelations 15 verses 1-2, we are shown angels how they have come to work with us again, and they have their camps in this nation.
So twasembayo ku mulundi guli.
Now we ended last time
nga tunyonyodwa lwachi olugendo no lwali tambulira mu Bible.
You explained why this journey was moved through the Bible.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Lwachi olugendo lwe gulu atambulira mu Bible.
Why the journey of heaven was moved through the Bible.
Twazula ensonga zino.
We discovered these issues.
Twasoko okusampolinga bwako nti kitufu.
We were first sampled that it is true.
Okuyitibwa kuno Katonda kwaza subize ensi yonna.
This call God has been promising the entire world.
Okuli ku gwange lya Uganda.
Which is on the nation Uganda.
Kwalambikibwa mu byandiko ebitukufu.
It was marked in the Holy Scriptures.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ekyo twaki sampolinga ko ntukiraba.
We sampled and saw of that.
Ensonga lwaki ensonga emu kwezo.
That's the reason, one of the reasons of that.
Lwaki olugendo lwe gulu lwatambulira mu Bible.
Why the journey of heaven was moved through the Bible.
Then ensonga eyokubiri.
Now the second reason.
Yokuleta ekitabo ky'okujjukiza.
Of bringing the book of remembrance.
Eri enseno.
Onto this world.
Okakasa amazima ga Bible.
To prove the truth of the Bible.
Nga bweri mu ggulu.
As it's in heaven.
Musanduke ya mateeka.
In the ark of the covenant.
Eranga ye copy yatuwebwa ku nsi.
And it's the copy given us on this world.
Yes, ye bazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So twakakasibwa nti ddala teri kitabo kirala kyogera mazima ga Katonda.
We have proven there's not any other book speaking the truth of God.
Okuggyako ekitabo kino Bible.
Except the book, the Bible.
Olw'okuba nga kijjibwa ku foto mu origino yaakyo ey'omuggulu.
It's gotten from its original copy in heaven.
Eri mu ssanduko y'amateeka.
Which is in the ark of the covenant.
Mu masekati g'abakerubi.
In the midst of the cherubims.
Mu kibuga kya Katonda.
In the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Then to wewe ensonga eyokusatu.
It was given the third reason.
Lwaki olugendo lw'eggulu lwatambulira mu Bible.
Why the journey of heaven was moved through the Bible.
Obutatoolamu.
Never to subtract.
Mu kubuulira kwaffe n'okusomesa ekigambo kya
Katonda. In our preaching and teaching the word of God.
Teri kutoolamu.
There's no subtracting.
Teri kwongeramu.
No adding in.
Teri kunyoola.
No twisting.
Olw'ensonga nti birina origino yaabyo mu ggulu.
Because they have their original in heaven.
So bwetu bwe twasembayo ku mulundi guli eri.
That's how we ended the other time.
Olwaleero twagala kulaba amakulu g'olugendo lw'eggulu.
This day we want to see the meaning of journey of heaven.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Katonda lwaki yaddamu n'aleeta olugendo lw'eggulu.
Why God resumed to bring that journey of heaven.
Aliyisa mu ggwanga erya
Uganda. When he passes it through the nation Uganda.
Olw'ensonga.
Because.
Olw'okuzza enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Of restoring the gospel of the kingdom of God. And the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
this day,
we
look to the reason.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Lwaki yaleeta olugendo lw'eggulu.
Why God brought the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Okuliisa mu ggwanga lya Uganda.
Through the nation Uganda.
Okusobola okuyita mu ggwanga lyaffe.
To be able to pass through our nation.
Okuzza obuggya.
To renew
enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Omutoko gwe tugenda okubanga tulaba.
That's the heading we're going to be seeing.
Wansi w'omutwe guli omukulu gwe twatandikako.
Under the major heading we began on.
Katonda ng'ambikkulira okuyitibwa.
And God reveals me the call.
Endagaano.
The covenant.
N'ekitiibwa kya Katonda.
And the glory of God.
Ku ggwanga erya Uganda.
On the nation of Uganda.
In
the era of AD,
as it was on BC,
Israel in the era of BC, in the journey of heaven, moved through the Bible for 7 years. Now, in this time, we are looking to why God revealed the journey of heaven when he passed through Uganda. The reason. And wants to renew the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
We want to begin right from there in the name of the Lord Jesus. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, the Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for loving God and to seeking Him.
We
based in this ministry, the new generation, with the full knowledge of God, reaching unto you this call, which is on the nation Uganda, that God has been promising all nations in the God's final work on the planet Earth. And
he
bases in our nation Uganda
to
work all over the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now under this heading, and God reveals me the call and the covenant and His glory on the nation of Uganda in the era of
Eddie,
as it was on Israel in the era of BC, through the journey of heaven. The journey of heaven through the Bible for 7 years.
Yes, ye bazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus,
man.
We have a subheading we are looking on today.
Yes, ye bazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus, man.
Why
God resume moving the channel of heaven
will
reveal the journey of heaven when he passes the nation Uganda. The major reason that he can base in this nation to renew the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Facing
this nation or move all over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Maybe to look to that part, because in the entire world we had forgotten our journey, that which brought us in this world, the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation. God decided to reveal it again through the nation Uganda, all over the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we first remember, and it tells us in 1 Timothy 6, verses 7, speaks that we brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing. Let us read and we hear. First Timothy chapter 6 verse 7.
Kubanga tetwaleta kintu munsi, kubanga tuyinza kujja mu kintu.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Kubanga tetwaleta kina kimu kunsi.
For we brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing.
Amazimagali bwe gati abo Uganda.
The truth is this, brethren.
Atomuluru kubanti gwanga lya Uganda.
Because God, the nation Uganda,
azali ito kumara kasera akawira ko
dala. Calling it for a time long now.
Naye mukugeza ko tuita no kubanga abitegeza abisubizize lya mawanga manji.
Trying to call us and his promised it in many nations.
Tuzze nafe tugeza ko kuteka ya matutu bulire.
We too have come putting ears that we hear.
Nenga ezimu kunsonge nkuru ezitu.
One of the major reasons why it's called
us
on other nations, and that we reveal that after we do that,
now
the journey of heaven,
he
resumes to reveal it basing in the nation Uganda, to be able to remind us that our home is in heaven, and to encourage us
onto
the entire world to resume seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. If you've heard in 1 Timothy chapter 6
and
the verse 7,
so
brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The truth is this, brethren, all over the entire world, most of us don't know where we came from. Our perceptions say perhaps we came from our mother's womb, but the truth, we came from somewhere.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And that's why it's begun saying, we brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing. We came from somewhere in the kingdom of heaven, and we are in a journey, the journey of salvation, helps us be enlightened to understand how we can go back to the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus
much.
We had forgetfulness in the entire world, and the church
is
perverted from this track of the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation. God decided to remind this to us, passes the nation Uganda to remind all the nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
One of our works we focus much on, to resume tell people that they are in a journey, and they are strangers on this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why
he
took me this journey of heaven, the journey of salvation, the journey and your journey, the journey of those who lived before us, our journey we're living now, even the journey of those who are coming to reaching the coming back of Jesus Christ. For we know that the destiny of our call is in preparing all nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ. Now, as it's like that, we have to
mateka.
Remind them
Rwanda.
He will come back.
Did,
they are in this journey, everyone coming of this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
when you hear the journey of heaven, you may say, why did they reveal it in the other side? Why was it not revealed in other nations?
So
the work was centered to us from the time long. That which will be final on planet Earth.
It's not
work you can wind up on the earth. Except when you resume, remind people of their journey. The journey of heaven. The journey of salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
that's why it tells us much Philippians 3:20. After we've understood
First Timothy 6:7
that we brought nothing, then we shall go back with nothing. Where did we come from? We brought nothing on this world,
and
we shall go back with nothing. Where? Where we came from. And we came on this world, and we brought nothing. Now we're going back, we're taking nothing. Where do we go to? Because the journey is moving on.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Now Philippians 3:20 moves on to explain that, and they say we came from somewhere. Let us read and we hear. Philippians 3:20.
Kubanga fe wafe muguru eraja tulindirira omulokozi okuvaayo mukama wafe Yesu Kristo.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus man.
Kubanga fe wafe muguru,
our citizenship is in heaven,
eraja jetulindirira omulokozi wafe,
we are awaiting our savior.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus man.
E wafe watufu jetuava,
our rightful place we came from.
Bible chetugambye mutemse chisoka mukaga musa,
Bible told us 1 Timothy 6:7
jitware tachina chimu,
that we brought nothing,
so tulidayo nechimu,
we shall go back with nothing.
Philippians
3:20 tells
you
that indeed our home is in heaven,
and
we wait our Savior to move on, come pick us, take us back.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now we came from somewhere, we brought on this world, still on the journey to make it back.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's the journey which was forgotten in the entire world. Everyone born on the world, they don't know this journey. But this journey God began to tell it to us through the nation Israel.
For
God
did
it because of the couple of years
past,
and the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness, and the kingdom of heaven. The way it ceased to be,
we've
forgotten the journey.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God was to take me in the journey of heaven. Most people say, why did they take a person in the journey of heaven? That journey is not per se for me as a person. It's for all of us. Those who live before us, we living now, even those coming,
with
the coming back of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because we've forgotten it, God chooses out a person from the nation he called, the nation Uganda,
and reminds
him the journey to move him through it,
that
he can bring the book of remembrance to his brethren in the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
when you hear the journey of heaven,
see,
the apostle was taken to the journey of heaven. The journey is for me and you. Because we had all forgotten it. God said, let me take at least one person to bring a remembrance. Don't you think I'm the only one in the journey?
Yes,
praise Jesus. People say, apostles taken the journey, and we were not taken, yet we are all in the same journey.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
are all on the same journey.
But
the way we are meant to move the journey, we had forgotten it. Started to move it throughout it. It's like you say,
maybe
people are forgotten the way. Reach me, let me get one.
Move
him the journey, reach me. I
am.
I show them pass here and here. But we are all in the
same
journey. What God beyond me and you is one. I moved ahead where I have not moved yet. Where you came from.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
See how you can, I saw how you can get back there by the Spirit of God. I come back, remind you. We came from the other end, we passed here, came. We have to go back like that.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
That's the journey of salvation. People think it's say me as a person, but it's not my own journey. Even those who lived before us moved the same. Even those living now, it's the journey we're moving. Even those who are coming to the coming back of Jesus, the reason why is brought it back in the last days, for indeed is about to come back.
Surprise
is coming back. We've forgotten much this journey.
We decided
to send the book of remembrance.
And
speaks it most in the Malachi 3, verse 13-8. And the book of remembrance, it was written before the Lord. Those who fear the Lord thought of his name.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
The truth is this, brethren. Journey, everyone comes in it in his own season. In the different seasons. And those who first came in it before us, even though they were not able to understand it. One of the reasons why God moves me the journey of heavens
and
chooses out the person of this nation. We are a nation to remind all other nations that indeed they are in the journey of heaven. They must go back home. Even though they had forgotten the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation. For in our getting saved, God saved wanting to go back to heaven. In the same journey,
yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now,
there was a little forgetfulness. The forgetfulness of wrapping up our hands.
And
we think we have arrived on this world. This world we are meant to be here. Yet we are not meant to be here. We are on the way.
We have
built little tent saving us from the sunshine.
And
rainfall if it falls not to hit us.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
For the needs in our way, we have gotten cars, we have made aeroplanes, we have made rockets,
that
we can run, get food, and remain moving our journey.
But
those same things are the ones who messed us up, and they have made us think perhaps we arrived, yet we've not yet. And you must go. And they say, is it late?
Amen.
But they have gone. They're too not sure.
Yes, you
have praise Jesus.
So,
Christ. Now, think of that word. According to 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 23, every person is brought in their own turn.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
those who came before us lived before in this journey. Maybe not many were able to reach it where it heads, for they got lost on this way.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But by the book of remembrance, God has done us good. Let us hear.
1
Corinthians 15, verse
23.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Every person in their own turn. Every person in their own season. Friend, this is your season you came. You were brought on this world. But you remember where you came from. But many confusions are on this world. You may not know where you came from. You may get lost on this way you're moving by.
So
there are many perverting ways, plenty of them.
We
first got of those of clans, nations, and languages. We perverted thought we had our clans on this world. And we chose out where we shall be buried. That's deception. We didn't come here to be buried.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they bury the bodies. You, as the spirit who came, you have to go back where you came from. That's why it's in Ecclesiastes. The body goes to the ground. Spirit must go back to its giver.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
Christ.
Now,
for God, those worlds is this world. Even those meant to lead us as church, give us this life. We perverted in eatings and drinkings.
We
perverted the miracles.
We
thought it's the major thing in this journey.
Friend,
a miracle is not the major thing. Seeking the kingdom of God and the righteousness. Where we came from, where are we going back to?
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. That's why the rest is said, I will add them to you. Seek the kingdom of God and righteousness.
And
the rest I will add them to you.
He knew
these are additives on the way.
Miracles.
Put to children eating as they are moving. To go back home to heaven. Praise Jesus
Christ.
You know when you're here, that our Father is in heaven.
I
don't know what you try to think. Your Father is in heaven. Now what are you doing on this world?
I
don't know what you think of that prayer to whatever. For in that prayer,
things
when you pray like this, our Father in heaven, allow us be your name. Thy kingdom come.
Like
will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Why do we do things done in heaven on earth? That we may be in our journey getting used. You know. There is involving preparation. And you go fit in your home country. You know, in this world we are, it's not our home.
And some
things done here cannot be in heaven. Now he decided to say, do what's done in heaven on earth. That you can get use the character of your home. Now what are we doing, brethren? The entire world is
here like that.
But we want to go to heaven. Our home country, they have ways there, those not of this world. I speak of our home country, heaven. Because we forgot this journey. We got characters of the Gentiles on this way. We copied characters of other nations on this world. Those are Israelites on the way. They come from Egypt. That's the planet Earth. And they go to Canaan. That is heaven. But along the way, they
copied
the character of the nations they found there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
God
teaches them character to do in Canaan. Give them laws, everything. They reject them. Journey coming from Egypt, going to Canaan, the journey of moving from this earth, heading back to heaven. But care was involved there is amazing.
When
he speaks with us in Matthew 6, verse 9, he speaks this. Matthew 6, verse 9.
Kitaffe ali muguru. Erinya litukuzibwe olunyolwe 10 obwakabaka bobuje beyagala bikolebwe mu nsi ngabwe bikolebwa mu gulu.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Yep,
man kale musaibwe muti.
Say now pray like this.
Kitaffe ali mu
Father in heaven.
Atandisoro matayo mukaga mwenda.
Can Matthew 6:9.
Timusabe bwe muti.
Pray like this.
Kitaffe ali mu
Father in heaven. There we were meant to fast. Pause, Lord Jesus. First, wait a little. Our Father is what?
He's
in heaven.
We
are children. Why are we on this world? And the Father is in heaven. What did we do? How did we reach here? Imagine your Father
brought
you in which nation? My Father in heaven, I ask a question, Father. You burst me on this world, abandoned me here, or you burst me in heaven, and you chased me from there, brought me on this world because of bad character, manners, that I can align myself. Most people ask where the garden was. For in birthing us,
yes,
praise Jesus.
He
put us in the garden.
Bible
speaks of it being in the third heaven. When we sin, just us to coming into the world. Even though he made us from here and gave us bodies,
Yet we were
in heavens, in the garden. When we sinned, he chased us from there to
earth.
He remained up there in heaven.
We
don't know how we came on this world. How do we dare come even
today?
Don't you think the entire world knows this? This is remembrance.
That's where the
journey of heavens happened. Why resumed revealing to
Uganda? For we are given
a work remind our brethren all over the world. This is not a joke. Don't you think those there know where they came from? And today when we preach heaven, we preach to it as it's a promise.
And
heaven is not a promise. Heaven is our real home.
And
no more preach it as a promise that be saved, go to heaven. No. Be saved. Go back to your home country where you came from.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Man.
Yes, he promised
to take us to heaven. Not to just take us,
but
take us back home.
You know,
he came to look for the lost sheep. We didn't ask him, we got lost from where?
This world,
you don't know, you think you don't know where we are?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. God can speak his language and confuses you. He came to seek for the lost sheep. We would have asked him, Lord,
who of us
got lost here, who doesn't know where we sleep?
You
come to seek for the living,
they forgot
where they have to sleep, they are moving in the roads. Ecclesiastes said we are all almost mad.
For
we move with our luggages from this world. You shift from here to another place. For you have not reached your rightful home. Though you're building house, you feel you are tired of it.
Can you select me,
buy another place, move
it.
For this is not your home.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You've
gotten lost in the way like what? Jesus said, I've come sick for the lost sheep. All of us know where we sleep.
A person
lost on them remembers where they sleep. How dare you say we are all lost sheep?
Even
you forgot and you got lost, you no more remember there. Even your father
is
in heaven.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Now you imagine in the time like this,
you
discover what concerns you, and your father is in England.
He has big
and home and wealth he prepared there. And they bring out
things,
and your name are in those records. You are a child to that person. What happens to you in that time? Your father is a black American, and the records come, they are real.
Even
visas were put when I realized I will go back home. Now you because
you know,
here you can begin to chase getting the visa.
look to prove
whether it is like that. See how they remind our fathers in
heaven.
to prove that God is strength, research why we are on this world and the fathers in heaven. To prove we had gotten lost. Even we had reached the level of madness. You know, a mad person, you get them, take them to home. As you reach them in their home, they carry their luggage. They move again. Off.
Even though
we were reminded of our
hopes,
because of madness which captured us on the earth,
we
didn't research how come the Father is in heaven, we are on the world. Is
he
not rich, that man?
I feel heaven is
much wealth. Why am I poor on this world? And he said, I built you a city, is already up in heaven.
Father.
Toil will build it when you're ready built. You child, you rebelled. What did I do, Father?
Eat
of the tree. I chased you from there. That I, what should I do, Father? Reconcile with me while on the world, I bring you back home.
Yes, you was
raised Jesus.
Kati Uganda.
Now Uganda.
You've
given this work
to
remind the entire world
that
indeed they are in the journey of heaven,
a
journey of salvation, and our home is in heaven. We must go back
to
many of our brethren have gotten lost on their way.
But what
I said in the Matthew 6, starting from verse 9,
say
when you pray like this, our Father in heaven, this long we pray that prayer.
There,
even others are
TV.
It's on television.
Salt
Teeth Television. And
the Lord is a prayer.
A sala ya mukama.
Our Father in the heavens,
hallowed
be your name.
Tukuzwe,
your kingdom come.
Don't ask why he's in heavens, we are on earth. Not scorn and abuse. But something
right.
It caught our mind.
Not today,
if you fall on a problem like this, and they come out records proving and they speak that your father is an Englishman, it's an American man, he's a Chinese, he's very wealthy.
I know he is a has
authority is a leader. And your names are there, you are a hair. You know, in heavens, we are a hair there. That you are the hair.
And
you don't understand they speak of you. Are you mad? This is your name. That is what we are on to now.
Read
in the Bible, see whether your
father
see inscriptions of your father speaking of you.
Yet,
you are in the battle to open eyes. We too were like that before.
Before
we made ambassadors like today.
Initially,
before you made an ambassador, you were taken to know secrets of that nation. When you know them, they send you be their ambassador. Before I became an ambassador of our home in heaven, me too, I didn't know them.
But they say
you can't become an ambassador of heaven, and you don't know heaven, neither what's there. How will you explain people of that nation?
Bring
an ambassador of America here and he doesn't know America? What form of ambassador are you?
Now, what
form of pastor are you? That you don't know your home, that you are an ambassador of God. Look at that apostle now. Look to the prophet.
They
speak of food to eat, that they are an ambassador of God.
The
things of church and religion, me, I see them different. I see them as ambassadors who perverted. Those who have been ambassadors of heaven, now they don't know things of heaven. Some of them claim to be ambassadors. Yet they had not been put there by God.
Spoke
of them in Jeremiah 3. I didn't send those people, but they ran quick. I didn't speak with them. They said, I've spoken.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
did not speak with them. And they say, God told us that in heaven they built, yet they already built.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus much.
So, now, let's
think of that word. Our Father is in heaven. Allah be your name. When did we darken that name? Did we paint it with dirt? We did in his name what's not meant to be done. That's the way we darkened his name. You are a child. They taught you to cook well. Matoke, bananas. To peel, squeeze them, and cover them well. When you reach there, in the marriage you went to, in the name of your father's household, you cooked matoke, began to mingle it. In the name of your father and your mother's household, you said they taught you like that.
And you are ashamed
your household.
We
are of the household of God.
Ephesians 2:18-19.
What we did, they are not of the household of God. And we darkened his name. Your kingdom come. We did not know how he will come. The Holy Spirit.
Matthew 12:28.
If I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. We did know how he will come. When
you
pray your kingdom come, whether it came or not yet come, we don't know.
Yes, he was raised. Yes.
Thy will be done on earth as it's in heaven. Who will fulfill this prayer? You pray it. Thy will be done on earth as it's done in heaven. Who will do them? Your forefather failed. You too. You are failing. Will they be your grandchildren?
Yes, he was you.
Praise Jesus.
But
don't know what's in heaven and how they are done. You cannot do them on this world, you are joking. You will not cook Chinese food. Don't know how it's cooked, you've not gone there. You've never been taught it.
The
problem is this. No one reveals us what's there. That we begin to do them. Don't know how angels carry themselves. The saints in heaven, how they are. That's
where
we started Journey of Heaven Thursday and Friday. We are about to reach lifestyle of angels and the saints of God in the Jerusalem city of heaven. We know how they carry themselves up there. And we too begin to copy their life. We do it on earth as it's done in heaven to come to pass on
earth.
Amos 3:3. Two cannot move together except they have
agreed.
You want to be in heaven, you move there but never reconcile with it.
You
don't know characters of there. Now you think your complications are in heavens. You wish your own things that day too is in heaven. They are in heaven, little gentlemen. You're going to be there. You are never reconciled with it at all. You want to pass with those of heaven. You want to pass with angels.
You know,
we'll be with angels and we are flying.
Even
giving transport to your brother on the world, you fail. You're to fly with angels. You cannot draw close someone to sleep in your home. You go to Jerusalem and people from one homeland and they are welcomed as if they are of that place.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now there is a problem.
True
God moved me the journey of heaven that reveals me the call, the covenant,
and
glory on the nation Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the era of BC. He wanted revealment.
Journey
that we proclaim it afresh to the entire world.
How
we are to rearise the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Here I am
to give him the detail, the journey of heaven is there.
Even
the gospel of the kingdom and the righteousness, it's there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus much.
What
the motive
of your journey
that you had forgotten? Me too,
I
had forgotten. God got me moved it.
Now,
you too, when you get it, go remind others.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You, sit
down, you refuse to come. It's the journey of apostle. He moved it. He will come explain. Yet it is your own journey. You need to know it. And make others know it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now we need to
come.
Those who do things
of heaven
don't ask,
how will they do them when they don't know them? That would not have come to pass
under the sun.
If you would have prayed the prayer to live in this world and it's not been done.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Imagine what the will be done on earth, done in heaven.
We
are not revealed what is done in heaven. When will we have done it? And you expect that prayer comes to pass when? You know these days, God has been lighting us full knowledge to us.
Their
families put their 4-5.
And
you see chaos there. You've seen them.
In
heaven they are made to be together in Jerusalem.
Now
see the chaos.
This
is the place they leave it there.
Oh no.
This one,
they
drink in the cup.
This
doesn't mind to move.
They don't mind to clean.
Another will do that. And we don't ask
why
were the acts of apostles they were together.
And
no one had what they claimed to be theirs.
So
they prepared for the life of heaven. Nothing for your own. We all inherit inheritance there. The children of the prophets, they did things of heavens. They usually cooked together and ate together.
Why
do children of prophets build houses to be together? For heaven
is like that,
the city of God, Jerusalem. You leave one homeland, go to another, and
it will
come you, you are of that place.
Not
that you inherited there. This is not yours.
Now,
on the world born again, we have greed. Will you be able to be in heaven? Look at the Catholic now. Look at the Protestants. You know, this message is for all people. Look at the Muslims. They quarrel for land. They think even in heaven they will be quarreling for land. Look at the wizard. Where are you going to be even?
don't
try even to look into the heavens.
Praise
Jesus. I don't say you are wizards.
The
gospel is for all people in the world. Even wizards will listen to it. Praise Jesus. Brethren, what are we going to do in this point?
To
remind the entire world, our home is in heaven.
It's
the journey of heaven, journey of salvation.
God regions
reveal it in the nation
of Uganda.
But target is not only this nation to know. The final work on planet Earth must rotate the entire world.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Sibanji,
not many that have been able to go back to our home country.
In
this scripture we've read it a couple of times.
According to
Jeremiah 22:10, he says this.
Jeremiah 22:10. Temuka abiranga maziga oyafa. Sote mumu kungu bagira. Nae mumu kabile nyonyini ya mazigo ya agenda. Kubanga tachada na te. Sote alilavansie wawe.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Temuka abira mazigo ya afa.
Don't weep for the one dying.
Sote mumu kungu bagira.
And do not cry for them.
Tusomi Yeremia abiri mubiri kumi.
Read Jeremiah 22:10.
Na gamba. Temuka abiro ya afa.
Don't cry for the one dying.
Sote mukungu bagiro ya afa.
And do not weep for the one dying.
Na ye mukabe nyonyini.
But weep bitterly for the one going.
Anti bali babiri.
For there are two.
Kuliko mubiri.
Is the body.
Bible yogera mu mubiri za sura ya 12.
In Ecclesiastes 12.
Mukaga ne musa.
6 and 7.
Kyo mubiri ko gudda mutaka.
That the body goes to the ground.
Je gwava.
Where it came from.
Moyo gudi nokudde yali
yakugaba. Spirit go back to its giver. But they say when you cry, the one dying is the body. Don't waste time weep for them and cry. But
the
spirit checks out going. The spirit checks out the body to go.
That
one they called the late, he has gone, moved on. But the problem, they have not been able to see, neither to go back in their home country in heaven where they came from. Where have they gone? That is hell.
Hell
is not found in the heaven. It's in the kingdom of the stars. In the journey of heaven, we see all. When you come from planet Earth, you leave the body buried on the planet. And they let you go. As you head on where you came from home, your actions cannot recommend you for that. You refuse to do what's done in heavens. And you see things of the world. And they say, no. You slope them down in the prison. Bind that spirit and beat it. As you pay it as its works were. That's why he has said, bitterly for the one who has gone.
But the
problem that we have
able
or go back to heaven back.
Weep
for where they have gone.
And
the times you cry,
Lord,
you have stricken me.
Ugenze.
You have gone.
Ugenze.
You have gone so badly. I have gone badly now for what you did on the world. Those tears always you cried for the ones going.
You've
discovered why you cry it.
You
discovered you'll never see them again.
For
they have not gone back to heaven. They will be in hell in the torment.
No,
and you felt pain. And you cry. And you weep. He has gone. When I knew what makes you cry, me, I don't cry with you.
Amen.
Though I'll cry for them, they'll not come until the day of judgment. And they are coming out of judgment. Brought them in the lake of fire after hell. Hell differs from the lake of fire. Hell is working now. It's a prison.
Remand.
It's a remand prison.
You are there
convicted and not yet sentenced. You know that in the world it's applying. You are convicted. You go for remand. You come back with sentence for them. People shed tears and they hear weeping and they pray. He has gone and they are weeping and they are crying.
You
can cry as any form of animal or bird. You don't know what pumps you to cry.
Yet
they have gone. In the very wild country, there God warns us, Thessalonians, saying, don't cry as if you don't have hope. You're going to see them again. You move with them, you knew how they are moving. You resume to see them. Cry like that. God, you have stricken me. God
is beating
the one who has gone, you're rather the one crying. If someone is beaten and you love them, you feel the beatings. You feel you're broken.
You feel
the agony, it affects yourself. You may feel as if your soul is getting out of you.
The
person has been before you love them. They have gone. And you ask, what pumps you into crying like that? There's no hope. When they are bringing them on judgment, your uncle, your
Baba,
grandfather, your uncle,
your junior
brother, they didn't know God.
Judgment
will be sitting in Jerusalem.
They
bring them, you are very
happy.
Take them on. They rebelled against God. You know that day is of the wrath of God. Don't expect anyone who will be happy of that. And the time you reach heaven, one of the things you speak is judge those sitting on the world. Read well Revelation 6 verse 19. The saints at the altar, they say one thing, when will you judge those on the
world?
There, when you reach there, it is your uncle, you don't want to know. They will bring them. If you want to save them, preach to them the gospel.
Able to preach,
no, you're waiting for judgment on them.
Most
people say apostles
have no mercy.
Our relatives say we give up on them, who died.
That
is no more hope.
There is
no
hope,
no matter what you do. Preach the one living now, save those. You know, you do things of shamefulness on earth. And you say, memorial.
We are
going to remember, to memorize. What memorial are you calling on?
You remember
how they went to hell or in heaven?
It would have been
good if you knew.
If I knew
you went to heaven, I want to remember you every time. That's why Abraham, they are in the scriptures. Every time we memorize of them, because they have a good example.
And
that time I remember you went to hell
to remember
you over what you did.
That's
the memorial I can hold over you.
Well,
became a very wild, bad example. You know, in this world, there is much darkness of ignorance.
Yet we see,
as if we are learned like a generation like this, but there's no learning at all. That's of the body.
It
profits for a little moment.
You
learned, you have a diploma, a degree, and the rest. And the rest are still studying. That ends on the world. No one will ask you why you didn't get a diploma when we are going to heaven. That's why we say that when you get used to the body, profit for moments.
But
we use the spirit benefits forever. To know God, it's knowing home in heaven, benefits today to when we shall go back. Starting of the world, profits here a little, just a few days. At most 100 years.
It's
not profited them all because of your studying. It may be perhaps only 30 years. It may be 40. It may be 10.
But
time of studying in the world, we gave much time there. But here, you indeed we studied. But now you're sitting here. You're about to complain time is moved and left us. But you shifted home, going to school. You
knew
it must be 6 to come out of school.
And
to escape from school, you have to be beaten for that. They beat those your bums to studying things of the world, which profits for a little time.
Beat
us if we despise studying of things of heaven. For the prophet always,
he
would have beat us. We are when we've come late.
Even
at school, he taught what is to benefit us a little.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But all that is like that, brethren. God to move me this journey of heavens. Move through the Bible. We study things all
the
time. The journey which reveal truth of things how they are. To resume, tell them to the entire world.
So,
now the journey of salvation. When we get one saved, we target one thing, go back to heaven. The problem, not go to our home country back.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Tell us to kiss the Son. That is the Lord Jesus, the Savior.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That we don't get lost on the way. In the coming of salvation, hold us on the way to move on ahead to reach. When you read Psalms 2, it tells you what? Verse 10 to and 12.
Zaburi esula ya kubi olinyolwe kumi.
Psalms chapter 2, verses 10.
Kale kakano mubere na amagezi, mwe bakabaka, muige, mwe abasalo musango gwensi. Olinyolwe kumi norumu, muweleze mukama nokutia, era musanyuke nokukankana. Olinyolwe kumi nebiri, munywegere omwana aleme okusunguwala, namwe ne mubula mukubo.
Yes, you
have praised Jesus much.
Munywegere omwana.
That is the Son.
Zaburi
2:12.
Munywegere omwana.
Is the Son.
Ye mukama wa Yesu
Kristo. The Lord Jesus Christ.
Mwana wa Katonda
omulamu.
Nti mumukirize.
That believe him.
Mumusembeze mitima
gyammwe. Draw him in your hearts.
Kunywegere omwana.
To kissing the Son.
Alimo kusunguwala.
That doesn't get anger.
Namwe.
That you.
Ne mubula mukubo.
Get lost on the way.
Yagenda mukama wa Yesu okujjokuleta obulokozi.
Jesus moved to come bring salvation.
Yayagala atuongereyo mu rugendo luno tutuuke ewaka.
On us that we reach home. Our home in heaven.
That's why
when he came on the world, he said,
John 14:6,
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
You
cannot go to the Father except you pass from me.
So
what are you speaking? He told us no. Where I go, you know the way. We know the way. Lord. John 14:6. Five. Where I go, you know the way. Jesus was meaning what? That we know
it means
we passed it as we came.
You know
the way, you must have passed through it.
It's
First Timothy 6:7. We brought nothing.
So
we shall go back with nothing.
Means
we passed the way as we came.
Kati agenda tugamba mu Yohana 14:5.
Where I go, you know the way. We don't know where you're going. How dare we get to know the way? Jesus looked at us on the world and we got lost.
The
Holy Spirit warned us.
Kiss the Son,
the Lord Jesus. You know, kissing, embrace.
Accept,
open your heart that the entrance be there, that you don't get lost on the way. If
he's getting
angered, he will get lost on the way. We are on the way. We are on the journey of heavens, the journey of salvation. But if
you
not kiss the Son,
as
fixed
John
15:7, if you abide in me, you are the one kissing someone. You have to embrace them. You are in them. When you are abiding me, my words, they are within you. Ask all you need is to be given you. If you want to kiss the Son, you believe him, and his words will be in you, and you do them. You will not get lost on this way.
Yes, we must win.
Praise Jesus much. But it is so surprising. How religion perverted long time ago.
Now
the way we've been arising many times and we fall. This time there's been a big fall. And we have a shadow of the truth. Yet they're not real.
As if
journey to go to heaven, salvation.
But
there's no preaching how you move that, move this and that, and go back home to heaven. Even seasons we don't know them, we cannot do them. They don't preach what is in heaven.
You're
not to preach things of the way. When they say you're going to eat here, you eat even this world. Did you come to eat this world? No, when we read scriptures, Mostly Isaiah 48. That when you'll humble, you'll eat the good of the world. And we think this is the world they tell us. Yet we have our home country. Interpretation beats us.
And we pray, kyawandikibwa mu Yeremia esura esooka olunya olwokusatu n'olwokuna obwo munaalinyanga munaalyangawo
Bayibuli yeteekako ekkomo
n'egamba
okuyita ku mugga
Fulati
ne ku ddungu
and the desert
ne ku lusozi
and the mountain
gwewalinnya n'ensozi zonna n'oziwalampa
n'ogwa
ne mu migga
mbuliwo
n'alinnya onaalyanga
every step where you step you'll eat the place.
Yes, we ever see.
Praise Jesus.
Naye lowooza ebigambo bino.
But think of these words.
Twajja ku nsi.
We came on the world. We brought nothing. We shall go back with nothing. It's the journey of heaven, journey of salvation.
That's why God
revealed this journey through the nation of Uganda.
God this
time, he doesn't want to retard on the word of the call of the nation. That's why he shows us everything made to be done. What are we to use to prepare these people? This is not a game. Some time back we played. For at times we didn't know what to do. Initially we saw in the call of the nation. On the prayer mountain. But we thought we were meant to just pray for them. And we got out flags of nations and moved all over the entire mountain as we pray for them.
South Africa.
Those who caught South Africa flag,
they were
on the they are praying for South Africa. Those who got England,
America.
America.
That
will not change people to be saved. God, he says,
we are
clean by the word of God.
Because
they hear the word, they will never get clean.
Amen.
Though you will pray for them,
it's
not prayer. It's like an aroma of food, yet you don't see it. You can feel hungry. You pray for someone.
Lord,
meet them, and they feel thirsty. But there is no food. Have you ever had the aroma of food? And you feel hungry, and the anger takes you over. But the food is not there.
That's
what happens to pray for people, that God save them. Yet they cannot get the word of salvation. What happens?
Satan passes them
with funny food.
And they are already
hungry.
And
gives them funny food. The vomit.
The
gospel twisted.
Where they
are subtracted and they eat. And they are great eating.
And the
gospel which is not right.
When
you meet the
blessing of the
Lord, is,
you jump
like a frog to get a blessing of God. Whatever you tell them, they do.
The
blessing of God is in running, going and coming, and because they are hungry in the
world,
and they need as much. Whatever you tell them, they do.
If you've
ever felt hungry well,
if
you feel food without sauce,
you
don't ask of sauce. And even if
you
just eat bitter cassava, you don't mind of the bitterness. That is what happened when we prayed for nations on the prayer mountain. They got a thirsty of the word and the
family,
and no one gave them. Even holiness they failed.
Speaks
John 15,
he
says, you are clean by the word you have
heard. If
don't hear the word, they will not settle. No one get clean by miracles they have gotten.
No, miracle
people can't be clean till you give them the word of God.
See,
miracles, thank God. But
as
they do funny actions, that is the church in the world. But in all brethren,
we've
understood our fathers in heaven. What are we the children doing on the world? I don't say you wrap up your works and go today.
You still have much
to fulfill and reconcile with your Creator. And you still have works to do.
First
understood your home is in heaven.
No,
there are many of your brethren who have not understood it. And they need to be told.
Become
an ambassador going to move. Look for your brethren. That you don't become
blind.
I'm not my brother's keeper.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now them as apostles and the prophets, they knew they are strangers on this world. They were in the journey of heaven all their years till they went back home. When they wrote letters to themselves and they wrote saying strangers of Pontus, he doesn't say the citizens of Pontus. For they know we have no permanent citizenship here.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
First
Peter chapter 1 and verse 1.
Peter chisoka esule soka nolo nyiri yol soka.
First Peter chapter 1 from verse 1.
Petero omutume wa Yesu Kristo eri abalonde abasa sana abatambuze abomu Ponto, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia ne Bithynia.
You heard Apostle Peter how he writes.
Peter, first
Peter 1 verse 1.
Peter,
that Peter,
the
apostle of Christ, unto the strangers, those who have scattered out there, those in Pontus, Galatia, in all the places, they discover they are strangers. And no matter
who,
if they build a storied house, they know I'm building on the way.
Imagine
you build a storied house and you feel you've finished, it's done. But they built them. And they knew they are giving us use
to be done.
And in serving God, for we are heading on somewhere. Those are tents on the way. We get saved from rainfall and the sunshine. Maybe to rest in them after moving, seeking for a journey in the Bible. After here we go rest a little
in the
tents. Those are our houses.
You
know, we think we've built storied houses, but I saw storied houses in the city of God. We have not yet
built.
We are children of this world.
We
are like our children home. And they build their small houses.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. You know home.
The
father built his big house. You can build your small house down there, which cannot live many years. That's what I tell you. God built the city Jerusalem. We too came on the world. We copied his building styles.
We
built smaller houses.
But
remember,
you
were home.
And
you built your funny houses. And you did funny things
in the house,
appearing as mother and father. And the father comes, kicks away all the houses you built. Or the mother.
Even
the father is to do that to the end.
He
will come and sweep away all we have built on this world. You thought you had built much.
You
raise a little storm here. And
it's
normal,
they are normal. We are
houses of the young children, as you know.
We
are on the world playing the game of mother and father.
But there's
no real mother on the world. Neither a real father.
Our
father is one in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You,
my brother, go to marry. You're going to
put
mother and father. But the truth, our father is in heaven. And Pastor Sebali and your wife.
Mother
and father game, you're about to be winded up playing it. They are preparing to go in the real father. Pastor Sebali is right there.
He's
still playing the game of mother and father. Even their children. Just as you two did it.
Others
became children, but they're not real children, they're acting. That game is about to finish.
On this world,
don't realize we are in a dream on this world.
Or
you are in a game. Yes, not refuse to marry.
But
no, you enter the game of mother and father. Is
even
children, you'll get them, but not your own children.
Huh.
They have their one father in heaven. After I knew that, I called the others my brethren. I don't refuse to the shadow responsibility given me. But I know they are my brothers and sisters, my children. In the shadow way, the game of mother and father is about to finish. And
it's
the time it will come. One who's been married never to marry.
When one who gets married never gets married.
One who married as if he never married. That is written. Thank you for playing that game. But you see, you enjoy them out there. But do what is not in the laws of the Father in that game. As they are written the Holy Scriptures, you will see him break down your houses. Even his family, the child got stubborn.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now that game you are in, try to see you play as the laws of God are. You children, why do you pray in the bush? The parents used to ask us. But as you both reach in the bush where they are, where did he learn that character? I told you to marry one wife. Married how many women? Four. That is our father in heaven. Here in the game, he said we marry one wife. And you get married to one husband. As it looks. Let me leave that past. That's brought you a moment of an example. But the truth, the journey of heaven, God reveals it again through our nation.
We
want us remind our brethren in the world that in the channel of heavens, the channel of salvation. We brought nothing on this world. We shall go back with nothing. Philippians 3:20 says our home is
heaven.
We were there, but you forgot your journey that which brought you on this world. Me too, I had forgotten it before. But when he moved it me this time, I remembered it. Told me to take the book of remembrance. Remind your brethren all over the world.
So,
now, as they say in Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1,
let's
repeat it, verse
1. Petero, omutume wa Yesu Kristo, eri abalonda abasaasaana, abatambuze abomu Ponto, Galatia, Kapadokia, Asia, Nebisunia. Olinyolo kubiri. Ngabo ya soko kutegera Katonda Kitaffe. Mukutukuza kw'omwoyo. Olwo kugonda. N'olwo kumansirwako omusaayi gwa Yesu Kristo. Ekisa n'emirembe byeyongerenga gye muli. Olunyolo okusatu. Yebaziwe Katonda era kitaawe wa Mukama Yesu Kristo eyatuzaala omulundi ogwokubiri ng'okusaasira kw'okungi bwe kuli tuberenga n'essubi eddamu olw'okuzuukira kwa Yesu Kristo mu bafu. Olunya olwokuna tuyingire mu busika obutagwawo obutalinako obutawotoka obwabateekerwa mwe muguru.
Ulido busika bwaffe.
Have you heard our inheritance where it is?
Tulina obusika bwaffe muguru.
We have our inheritance in heaven.
Era newankubadde era ne kunsinga tuzanya mama ne tata.
On this world we play the game of mother father. Waliwo
obusika obutegekerwa.
There is an inheritance prepared.
Naye nga buwotoka bugwawo.
But it is finishing, fading away.
Our
Father prepared in heaven our home inheritance which is everlasting. The problem, not many can inherit that inheritance. Many have not made it back home in heaven as we first heard in Jeremiah 22:10.
But
don't cry for the dead, don't weep for them, that is the body.
Weep
bitterly for the one going, that is the spirit. They have not gone back to their home country. And they have the enemy Satan.
Bible speaks
of him in Isaiah 14:17. He tries to do everything possible to change the gospel, to change this confused, perverted people.
He
started in the schemes of Satan on the Tuesday and the Wednesday,
even
Sunday after the service.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Akore nkwe ikisoboka todda muguru wa
that you don't make it back.
Waakiri todda mumagezi gonna gategera ati wamwe muguru.
Get back understanding that your home is heaven.
Ekitya tugamba mu Isaiah 14.
What it tells us in Isaiah 14. 17.
Katusomeyo ulire.
Let's read it we here.
Isaiah sura ya 14 onyolwe 17.
Isaiah 14:17.
Eyazisanga ensi zonna. Eyazisanga ensi yonna. Nasula ebibuga byamu. Atata ngabasibebe okude wabwe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Satan yazise ensi.
Satan devastated this world.
Naye yazijaji saati.
How did he devastate it?
Yasimbamu muddo.
Did he plant grass in it?
Naye Bible yegamba.
Bible says.
Nti omusizi yajja okusiga.
The sower came to sow.
Yajja kusiga kigambo.
He came to sow the word.
N'omubi naye naleeta.
Even the evil came to sow.
Ensi yonna nazijisa n'ebigambo by'obulimba.
Ruined this world with his deceptive words. That language is
Yekatunda wabadde okugamba mu Isaiah
14:17.
Diazisangensi.
That he ruined this world.
Ani oyo.
Who is that?
Bonava kunyoro mwenda.
When you come from 9 to 17.
Aja kugamba Yerusalemu Satani.
Is Lucifer.
Diazisangensi.
He devastated the world. But
he
did plant grass in it. No.
Ere yasula ngamawanga.
He beat down nations.
Teyaga kwatanga naga kubebe.
He did get down, wrestle them down.
Yabasula ngamurugendo lwa bimata yiza kuyimira.
In their journey and they could not stand.
Bwe yazise ensi.
When he ruined this world.
Yajisigamu ebigambo byobulimba bingi.
He need deceptive words plenty.
Orugero luli matayo orugamba.
The proverb in Matthew.
Ndi omusizi yajjo okusiga. Nasiga ensiga nnungi.
And he sowed good things.
Naye omubi n'asooba mu kiro.
The evil moved in the night.
Naye najja n'asigamu ebibye.
Came sowed in ease.
Yagamba ndi omusizi yasiga ensigo yasiga kigambo.
The sower sowed the seed of the word.
Naye omubi.
But the evil.
N'aleeta ebigambo ebyobulimba.
Words which are deceptive.
N'asiga mu nsi yonna n'agizisa. N'ebigambo
byobulimba. He deposited it with deceptive words.
Isi nezika. Era kati toyinza kusitula kigere kimu bibiri wali nga tonnalaba bulimba.
Lift 2 feet from here before seeing falsehood.
Waakiri oli ayogera ebyobulimba.
And someone speaks lies.
Bannaye wafuna gye banaakuziika.
Have you gotten where they're going to bury you?
Mpozi ewammwe yewa.
Where is your home?
Mva Masaka yewaffe. Byonna bya bulimba ebyo. Masaka gye wava.
Did you come from Masaka?
Buli wona ito ojja kulaba
ebisi
obuzike okwega ensezi se n'ebigambo ebyobulimba yasiga buli wamu n'asimba
planted weeds everywhere.
Bakubuuza kitaawe yange.
They ask you is your father.
Kawalianga.
Is Kawalianga my father?
He's
not your father.
That is
a shadow father.
Ya kitanga munanga ali muguru.
Naye
alina gwe yampa ku nsomu sigiri.
Is steward on earth.
Yegundi.
That is this person.
Nagiye kitawo.
Your father?
Ah, siya. Yegundi. Ye Matayo.
Is Matthew.
Neyo so mukuru oza anti ali muguru ye kitawo.
But can you think that your one in heaven is your father? At times we seem to remember about some of our wires are sorted.
At
times you remember your father's heaven, but it doesn't connect well. There's someone that say the person their wire sorted, but they are getting back their memory. When someone comes to church, their wires get back gradual.
Those in the
world, most of them are bad. Their wires are suited. The world is filled with deception, and it got devastated. And
I tell you, Isaiah 40:17,
beat down cities and their kings,
and he
was then able to stand before God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And he says,
it doesn't let a captive go back to their home country.
Satan, what
no one should hold sanity.
No,
they have their home in heaven.
You can't accept, get destroyed.
What did
this one?
Change the entire gospel. Religions.
They
say we first go to
pregatory.
That's that they first bury us.
You
think of being buried.
Say,
meaning when I'm going to be buried, let me eat the world. Will I eat it from the ground?
You will not be
in the grave. You'll see the day
you check for them.
You are going to heaven.
And
they couldn't do another thing. That hell is in the ground. There is no drinking in hell. Let me drink. I get a bottle. And you're drinking. When you check from the body, you'll check out drunk in the body.
But you check out and you're not drunk,
you're sober.
And
when you reach
the
angels of hell, you
have
already woken up, you see them clear. That's what they say. A drunkard cannot cut a dog. The spirit remains very sober.
Now
that hell, in the ground, there is no drinking.
You are down there,
the body will see yourself leave your body. God wanted to prove when you don't understood well. They bury the body when you are there. They leave you to see it. You are burying me till they put soil you're washing, and Abaddon too is waiting for you, angel of hell. You see, understand well. Every time we told you, you're not the body you are. You've seen it. Yes. Put on soil.
You may see
those buried the dead. Put soil.
This one's
all covered the body they thought it and they put soil on it. Now you know you are not the body. They are taking. I tell you what happens.
That's
called the amazing spiritual world. They covered with soil. These who put that mud on it, these the Muslim,
see
in the corner. Don't beat me. Don't beat my body.
You are in a dream,
but you are about to wake up out of it.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much.
Don't
prove between your body and spirit. That day they will wait you first, prove it.
And though
your spirit is taken out when you are in the sea, at least they help to discover when they use angel of water.
Bring
the body to be buried as he sees. That
they
prove all along they have not been the body.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So
let's get awakened like today. Disciples first understood that the rightful inheritance is in heaven. That's where we came from.
So
God moving on, bring the journey of heaven.
And
moving me through it. And reveals the call, the glory, the call, the covenant, and his glory on the nation Uganda in the AD, as it was on Israel in the BC. He revealed them in the journey of heaven. He wanted we as
Uganda
lead entire world in reminding them that their home is heaven, where they have begun to work things done in heaven, that they can join on heaven. If it's not that, destruction is much. Don't refuse, you see, as if church is on the world. Don't you think those there are going? Jesus warned us, saying, be careful of the yeast of the Pharisees.
You
see people many gather, think they go to heaven. Yet,
they have
not been prepared to go there. Go look through the gospels out there. You will tell me whether they can go. But this time, we've been given that work.
Amen.
To help our brethren.
Amen.
Don't know out there. Religion, they are all yearning for heaven. No light.
Salvation,
those serious. Going to heaven, not to get destroyed.
But
no one explains how today it
is.
In this world we have a saying. To see when you fulfill something, we ask how do you do it. But this day,
Abraham,
how did you do it to reach heavens?
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why I say in Hebrews like this.
So
we wrap up the first part, which explains why God resumed revealed journey of heaven for Uganda. Bring the book of remembrance to all nations, that indeed their home is in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Abraham's, how did they do it? You know, you have a saying. These days you ask another, how do you do
Abraham,
it? Abraham, who reached heaven, how did they do it?
Yes,
praise Jesus. I will speak in the language you understand. As this age
this
generation you have changed words.
Them
we shall get them. Use them, you get explained.
Hebrews
11:13.
Abobo nabafira mkukiriza. Ngatebaweledwa ebyasubizibwa naye nga babirengerera wala era nga babira musa era nga batula nga bagenyi era nga batambuze mu nsi.
Have
you heard well? Abraham, Isaac and Jacob and the next generation that they reach in Israel, they were promised to go to the land of Canaan in the flesh, but
they
checked out of the body and they didn't reach in that.
Yet they
the rightful Canaan they saw better than that of the world. When they knew they are strangers in their sojourners on the world, they began to greet those of heavens. And the sea of the worlds are failed.
We have
eaten, drunk all places we have been. We have not reached Canaan of the flesh. But let's reach heaven.
Because
the Canaan they were going to, there was the Jerusalem city of God. Yet what surprises?
It
was copied from Jerusalem of heaven. They said, you know what?
If
you don't go on Canaan of the world, let's go to the one of heavens.
Amen.
And they knew they were strangers. You want to ask Abraham,
how did
he do it to reach heavens? Moses, how did
Elijah?
The journey of heavens. There I tell you what they spoke.
They were
answering scriptures.
I
asked them how they did it. They said they first realized that on the world they are strangers. They came from somewhere, the rightful place.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14.
Hebrews 11,
verse 14.
Kubanga abogera bwebatyo. Bole sanga bano nyensi eyobutaka. Olinyole 15. Era singa bajjukira enseri gye bavaamu. Bandi badde ne bango okuddayo. Olinyole 16. Naye kakano beegomba ensi obulungi. Ye y'omugulu. Katonda kyavalemu okwatibwa ensonyi ku lwabo. Okuyitibwa nga Katonda waabwe. Kubanga yabategekera ekibuga.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Bali bano nyensi
eyomugulu. Thought for a heavenly country.
Era Katonda kyavalemu okukwatibwa ensonyi okuyitibwa Katonda waabwe.
Didn't get ashamed because they are God.
Yabategekera ekibuga.
He prepared a city for them.
And
when you check from the planet
earth,
you are holy.
Hebrews
12,
22-23.
We will come you in the city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven,
the
great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. He built a city.
We
here and mother and father have built cities. I saw one homeland in the city of God, Jerusalem, that he built himself. You can't make it on the planet earth
and
fit that one homeland.
There
are 12 homelands as you see them there. Or you can use this site. But you don't bring one home and fit on the earth.
It doesn't fit.
The city was built on the ground of heaven.
Fe,
we
build
on the planet earth.
Kano.
That small thing.
Ye
when God builds, he comes from heaven.
Paka mguru, to the
heavens, they are the cities.
Katibukwate chibuga hicho kirete wano kusitiao. Kana kandukabira katono nnyo namu.
Very small thing.
Sikize futu kuri tuzimbie ko byumba bwa mama ne tata.
Homes of mother and father. As the younger little ones play.
He built
the city on the ground of heaven. Not on the planet earth like us. The heavens of the rim below. Where the stars and the planets. It's the same like the first heaven. Of the rim above.
But
we built our cities on the planet
Earth.
This you see in Dubai. Planet Earth, very short. This you see in America. England.
The
small planet Earth. God got the ground of heaven. Built his cities.
Reaching
to the firmament of the heavens. You can't get the city of God like that fitted on planet Earth. Now the channel of heavens. Explain where we came from. Why are you insisting on the toil on this world? What profits that man gets that he toils before the earth except eating and drinking?
Maybe
that's what you will get out. But at the end you will unclothe the body that which
has been eaten
and the drinking.
When
they say food is for stomach, stomach for food but they
eat.
But you where you go next as a spirit, how are things standing?
So,
the bringing of John of heavens, it reveals the call, the covenant,
the
glory on the nation Uganda. Through the journey of heaven,
you
see that a great book of remembrance in the entire world, that our home is heavens.
Shall
come back the other day.
You see
the journey of heaven in two parts. We have the journey of heavens, the heavens which are on the earth.
Then
we have the journey of heavens, the new heavens and the new earth, which is found above the heavens. We are going to break it. Give you a summary. Then we shall end up with the other. The gospel of the kingdom of God.
and
the righteousness.
That's
what we say
to the works
in the heavens and earth which are.
Works
in the heavens which are to come.
May
God bless you.
Let's go
praise and worship him.
We
come back with the rest.
Amen.